Today on the Travel Guys.
Rich and not so good looking? Not so rich and really good looking? If either of those sounds like you, you won't want to miss the travel news.
Today is your final opportunity to qualify for our mystery spot dream vacation to New York or Hawaii. Clues to help you win coming up next.
The current issue of American Road Magazine takes us to old bowling alleys, pinball parlors, and miniature golf courses. Join us on a trip down memory lane.
Now we have an update on the Olympic gymnastic finals in San Jose, and we'll tell you about America's meanest airlines. All that today with Tom and Mark on the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man.
Hit the road, Jack.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks. Out on Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Welcome, everyone. It is the Travel Guys here on FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK. I'm Tom Romano, right across the way. Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations. Welcome to the program. We got a fun one ahead, and don't forget now we're going to qualify another contestant today for our Mystery Spot contest, a chance for you to win a trip to New York or Hawaii. You get to choose. And as always, we start the show off with the travel news. So without any further ado, let's check in with Mark Hoffman. Mark, what's new in the travel news?
Spirit Airlines says it will not issue a refund to a dying veteran who found out he has terminal cancer 2 weeks after he bought his plane ticket. Jerry Meekins recently purchased a ticket from Spirit Airlines to visit his daughter in New Jersey. 2 weeks after he bought the ticket, he found out he was terminally ill. A Vietnam veteran, he told the NBC affiliate in Tampa, Florida, his doctors advised him not to fly. But when he asked Spirit Airlines for a refund, they refused. Spirit issued this statement: "Our reservations are non-refundable, which means we don't do refunds, and we're not going to issue Mr. Meekins a refund." The airline also said that it offers low-cost travel insurance that covers a variety of unexpected circumstances and added it wouldn't be fair to bend the policy for one and not for all. So Meekins stood outside Tampa International Airport on Tuesday with signs that say "Corporate Greed" is spelled Spirit Airlines, and "Spirit Airlines tells dying man no refund." Mm. Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Uh-huh. And yes, the meanest U.S. airline has now been identified.
I guess
once
so.
Again, Las Vegas' Heart Attack Grill has lived up to its name. In a bizarre Woman Bites Burger tale, the patron of a Las Vegas diner, infamous for its calorie-laden menu and waitresses in medical garb, has suffered an apparent heart attack there. And it's the second time this has happened since February. The Heart Attack Grill owner, John Basso, told a Las Vegas television station that the woman collapsed while eating a double bypass burger Saturday night. Can you believe that, Tom?
I can't.
She was rushed to a hospital and is expected to recover. In mid-February, a man had an apparent heart attack while chowing down on a 6,000-calorie triple bypass version. The chain slogan is "A Burger to Die For." It gives free meals to people over 350 pounds. Tom, I swear this is true. I was in Las Vegas just recently.
Unbelievable.
Walked by the front of this place, and all of this is absolutely true. There's a sign that says, "Caution, this establishment is bad for your health." They have an 8,000-calorie quadruple bypass burger four beef patties, 8 slices of cheese, served in a lard-coated bun. It has been called one of the world's worst junk foods.
Ouch.
So other menu items include butter flat fat milkshakes and flatliner fries. After the first incident, reports the AP, the Washington, D.C.-based officials for the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine said they sent a letter to the Heart Attack Grill's owner asking him to declare a moral bankruptcy and close the restaurant. The
Please.
Heart Attack Grill, it's off the strip downtown in Las Vegas. Here's a little bit better news. The Sacramento Airport has got an LEED silver certification. It's been awarded it by the U.S. Green Building Council for its new $1 billion terminal and concourse. A silver ranking is the program's third highest recognition. The terminal has a heat-reflecting cool roof, high-efficiency boilers, filters, energy-efficient evaporative cooling for baggage areas, energy-efficient glass that lets light in while keeping the building cool, energy-efficient lighting, low-flow toilets, and some other add-ons. So congratulations to the folks at the new terminal in the airport. It was well-built and has already won a green award.
Very nice.
The cruise ship line, as we suspected, has adopted some new safety policies in the wake of the deadly Costa Concordia cruise ship accident off the coast of Italy in January. The cruise line industry is implementing some new safety standards. Cruise Lines International Association, the world's largest cruise nonprofit organization, representing 26 companies, announced last week it's putting the standards in place. Officials say each ship will now be required to provide additional adult life jackets in excess of the legal requirements within a ship's most populated zone. This will ensure that the number of life jackets carried by an ocean liner will exceed the actual number of passengers on board in at least two locations on the ship. What if you could travel around the world, stay in five-star restaurants, dine at top-rated hotels, and stay in five-star resorts, mm-hmm. dine at top-rated restaurants, and do the fun things travelers do all for free?
Yeah.
Does that sound too good
yeah.
to be true? Well,
yes.
As we teased in the beginning, on Miss Travel, you can, the voice says.
Really?
Male cartoons of doctors, lawyers, bankers, athletes, and such pop into the frame, and the voice says, best of all, they have the money, and they're willing to spend it on you. There are two categories you see on Miss Travel. It's a new website, attractive and generous. Judging from photos of the attractives, they evidently have so little money they can't afford many clothes.
Okay.
The site offers no promises that a generous will not stick an attractive with any bills. It's up to the two of them to negotiate. If you register as an attractive, does this all sound a little bit bizarre?
Yes.
If you register as an attractive, you pay nothing on Miss Travel. If you're generous, you pay a minimum of $50 to be able to communicate with 10 attractives. And then the scale goes up from there. The owner says the site allows people of all types, although it's called Miss Travel, men and women are welcome, gay and straight, to either become an attractive or a generous. So you can decide which category that you that you fit into, Tom, whether you are an attractive or a generous.
Yes, and you can see it all at TravelGuysRadio.com.
All right, and that is your travel news for today. Coming up after the news, we have the first clue for just after the break. We have the first clue for our travel spot, our mystery travel spot for this week. This is your very last chance to qualify. Wait until you figure out, till we give you the signal to call after the news at the bottom of the hour, and then you can either call or you can go online to TravelGuysRadio.com and register your guests. The first registered guest, either in the studio or online, will become our last finalist. We'll win a $50 American Express gift card and will qualify for our finals in a couple of weeks. So stand by for that. We are Mark and Tom, and we are the Travel Guys. This is FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK. Welcome back to the Travel Guys. This is Mark Hoffman with your first mystery spot clue. Don't call or email your guests yet. Stand by for those instructions, but here is your first clue for our last mystery spot. How far would you go to find the last mystery spot? I might be more obvious than you think. How far would you go to find the last mystery spot? I might be more obvious than you think. Stay tuned for more clues and your opportunity to call in and win in today's mystery spot contest.
Ever wanted to travel across the country and go to every drive-in movie theater that's still around? Or Mark, you may have wanted to do this, and you probably have gone to a lot of them. All the different ballparks across the country and watch a game at each one.
Oh, absolutely. And you could carry that a step further. You know, in many small towns across the country, the bowling alley is the center of the community, especially in the Midwest. People gather at the bowling alley. That's where they drink and they bowl and they socialize and all kinds of stuff. Has been that way for years.
We are the Travel Guys here on FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK, and I think it would be great to bowl across America.
You think so?
I think that would be a lot of fun.
You think so? We are joined here on the Travel Guys by one of our favorite guests. Becky is joining us from American Road Magazine. Hi, Becky.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. Becky is our friend who tells us friends don't let friends drive the interstate. And we are looking at the preview for the upcoming edition of American Rogue Magazine, and it looks like you have taken to fun and games.
We have, yes. And speaking of, I heard you say that you would love to bowl across the U.S. Well, we had an author, Manya Kaskowski, who did just that. She went from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where the United States Bowling Congress headquarters used to be, to Arlington, Texas, where it is now located. And she bowled her way in between those two points at some great old-fashioned alleys in the country, and it is a lot of fun.
Wow. Now, so Becky, you besides bowling alleys, what other types of along-the-road fun and games did you find?
Oh, well, pinball.
Oh, now you're getting it. Now Tom's getting ready. Yeah, his eyes lit right up.
I would, you know, if I were going to do that, what I would do is I would take the bus, because every bus depot is loaded with pinball machines. The only problem is about the time you win a couple of games and you're trying to play them off, they'll say, "All aboard, leaving for Fresno, California in 2 minutes."
Becky, should we tell Tom that the pinball games left the bus depot about the time that Pong showed up?
No, don't blow his bubble.
Oh, no. That's how long it's been.
So pinball machines. So is there like a pinball museum, or are there collections of pinballs across the country? That?
Well, there are. And from New Jersey to Baltimore, and I just encourage folks to pick up the latest edition of American Road so they can find out where those locations are.
Oh, very sly. What else is in this? Is in the new edition of American Road?
Oh, well, we also have different sports stops and game stops throughout the North America, such as the International Hockey Hall of Fame and the National Baseball Hall of Fame and the Checkers Museum.
You know, one of my favorite off-the-beaten-track sports stops of all time is the Field of Dreams in Iowa. Dyersville,
yes.
Iowa. You've really got to be off the beaten track to get to the Field of Dreams. But when you get there, well, I have to say this, I haven't been there for a few years, but and there was, oh, Tom, there was all kinds of politics. The man who owned part of the field where the house, where, you know, mm-hmm, the Field of Dreams,
right,
he married a lady who wasn't all that, let's say, tourist-oriented, and the whole set was on two farmhouses to start with, so you had part of one guy owned left field and the other guy owned all of the – it was really interesting. But those are the kinds of attractions and things that are just laying out there waiting to be found.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like the International Frisbee Hall of Fame.
Where is the International Frisbee Hall of Fame?
In Calumet, Michigan.
Calumet, Michigan. Why would the International Frisbee Hall of Fame be there?
Well,
any idea?
Yes. And you should probably pick up a copy of the magazine to uncover that secret.
Everything you will always want to know about places to go that have some sort of connection with sports as you travel across the country, it can be found in the American Road magazine, and so you got to get one. You can get it online, I understand.
Yes, you can subscribe online as well. You certainly can.
Becky,
for our digital issue, and we have a print edition too. We even cover the National Museum of Roller Skating in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Wow! If you would like to more information on American Road Magazine, you can go to travelguysradio.com, and we will link you up. And you can see a preview of this month's edition. It's very inexpensive, and it is arguably one of the best. It's one of the magazines I prefer to still have a hard copy of, because I like to carry it around with me. I like to go to the places, and it's a great resource for those of us who are off the beaten track people. Becky, thank you very much again, and remember what friends tell friends?
Oh, not to drive the interstate. Absolutely.
Friends don't let friends drive the interstate. There you go.
Becky Rapp from American Road Magazine. Becky, thanks for your time today.
Thanks, guys.
Always good to talk to Becky. And Tom, Becky got away from us, but she did mention to me before we went on the air that mm-hmm. she would be happy to give a couple of complimentary subscriptions to American Road Magazine to our listeners. They've made us some special offers before, but this is better than a special offer. This would be free. So if you go to travelguysradio.com and just fill out the little note section there and just say, American Road Magazine, or I'd like the subscription or something like that, and send it to send it off to us. We'll go through all of those entries, I guess, that are submitted, and we'll pick a couple of winners and notify you, and you'll get a complimentary subscription to American Road Magazine. And if you would like to get a subscription, you can go to our website, and we'll have that fixed up for you also.
We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys here on FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK. And as you've heard us mentioned, Mark and Sports Leisure Vacation going to be taking a group over to San Jose. It's the 2012 U.S. Olympic Team Trials Gymnastics going on over there. It's going to be happening coming up on June 28th through July 1st. And I am so fortunate, honored, and blessed to have an Olympic hopeful. I know you're going to recognize the name because she's the senior international elite gymnast from 2008 Olympic all-around champion, five-time Olympic medalist, four-time world champ, nine-time world medalist, four-time U.S. national champion, and the list goes on and on. Can you guess who it is? I can hear you guessing. Nastia Lukin. Nastia, did I pronounce your name close to right?
You're close.
Thank you for taking some time out. Now, we find you in San Jose. And tell me what your workout's been like, what's going on over there, and a little bit about how you're feeling heading into these trials.
Training's been going well. You know, taking the day off today to be in San Jose to promote the Olympic trials, which are going to be June 28th through July 1st later this summer. I'm really looking forward to it because since the 2008 Olympics, I took a little bit of time off and, you know, wasn't really full-time training. And now being back in the gym training every day and, you know, I'm just really excited about this journey and this whole process. And it's definitely going to be challenging and not easy and probably harder than it was the last go around. But I'm really looking forward to it.
What is it about this time around that you feel is going to make it harder for you?
Well, obviously taking time off and not competing for, you know, 3 years was a good break, I felt like, but also mm-hmm. It makes it even harder every day that you take off and you're not in the gym. So that alone will definitely make it harder. And, of course, I'm older now, 4 years older than I was in 2008. And being in gymnastics, that I wouldn't necessarily say that it makes it easier being, you know, older. I think you have more experience and all of that, but besides that, it's hard training 7 hours a day, 6 days a week, and especially when you're 4 years older.
Tell me, you know, for us people that you know, go about and watch all of the Olympics and admire what you do, I think it's difficult for people to wrap their heads around what it must be like inside your head and the head of all of those that compete at this level. But I'm sure there must be kind of a common thread that drives you, that helps you focus in on what it is that you're doing. And based on what you know about yourself and the other Olympic hopefuls and Olympic stars over the years, what is some of the common thread, I think, that binds you together?
You know, I've always been raised to set goals for myself, and not just long-term goals such as the Olympics. Of course, those are always, you know, a necessity to have, but it's also the short-term goals and daily, weekly, monthly things, and that's always something that's kind of kept me going. And there are definitely days where, you know, it's raining and you don't want to get out of bed, you just want to stay in bed all day, but those are the days that I know you'll get stronger if you're able to get through those days. So just knowing that, you know, it's not always easy, but the days that are tough and you get through them, then those are the days that are ultimately going to get you to where you want to be.
Coming up in San Jose, we've got a lot of hopefuls there. Tell me how you feel about where you're headed and some of the other members of the team. How are we looking going towards this competition and the possibility of sending a bunch of folks to England and bringing home some medals?
I definitely think that Team USA has a very, very good chance of coming back home from after London with lots of medals, and this is one of the strongest teams I've, you know, seen in quite a while. And I think just looking back at the last year's World Championships results, Team USA won the gold medal, and Jordan Weber won the all-around gold medal. And so just going into this year, I think there's so much potential, and, you know, only five girls are going to make that Olympic team, so it's going to be a fight and a battle till the very end.
Very good. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. You know, I want to thank you again for taking time out to spend some time with us today. I want to give you an opportunity to give a personal invitation to all of our listeners here on the Travel Guys radio show to invite them to come and see you perform in San Jose. So the stage is yours.
Oh, thank you. Well, I hope that you all will come out to the HP Pavilion in San Jose, June 28th through July 1st, to see me and some of my fellow teammates compete to vie for a spot on the Olympic team.
Once again, our guest here on the Travel Guys has been Nastia Lukin, 2008 Olympic all-around champion. We'll be competing in the 2012 U.S. Olympic Team Trials Gymnastics there at the HP Pavilion in San Jose, June 28th through July 1st. Thanks again for being with us, Nastia.
Thanks for having me.
Once again, details on how you can travel to the 2012 Gymnastics U.S. Olympic Team Trials with Sports Leisure Vacation at TravelGuysRadio.com. I'm Tom Romano. More of the Travel Guys and Entertainment coming up.
Here's your next mystery spot clue. Go north, but not to Alaska. Go north, the rush is on. Second mystery spot clue. Go north, but not to Alaska. Go north, the rush is on. Don't call now. Wait for your instructions after the news and play the mystery spot contest. We are the Travel Guys.
Yeah, let's take a free ride. What do you say, kids? We are the Travel Guys here on FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530. Good afternoon. Tom Romano with you. I have Mark Hoffman from afar out on the roads. Mark, welcome. Hello there.
Good afternoon to you, Thomas.
Hey, you sound like you're pretty laid back, taking it easy. How's things going on the road?
I am. We're having a quiet afternoon here. This is we're in the middle of a 10-day journey on the national road, so we get our contest in swing here. Why, we'll talk about some of the places we've seen and maybe a few insights on the city of Columbus, which is the first time I've really spent any time here. What a beautiful place.
Outstanding. Well, we've given a couple of clues, and I guess it's time to open the phone lines and have people see if they can nail this one down. What do you think?
Well, I think that would probably be a good idea. Maybe we should give folks an opportunity. Let's recap our clues, and then we'll open things wide open. Our first clue, I am a place. If this were the Mason-Dixon line, we would be north. Next, how far would you go to find the last mystery spot? I might be more obvious than you think. And thirdly, we had go north, but not to Alaska. Go north. The rush is on. If you think you know today's mystery spot, you can give us a call right now at 921-1530 or 1-800-834-1530. Or you can go online to TravelGuysRadio.com. The winner will be the first correct answer, either posted on the call screener board at KFBK or coming through on TravelGuysRadio.com. And you will win a $50 American Express gift card if you are this week's winner. And you will qualify for our finals, Tom, which will be held on the 13th right there in the KFBK studios.
Outstanding. Once again, call us now at 921-1530 if you think you have an answer. 1-800-834-1530. Good luck. And we'll give it a little bit of time, and we'll go to the phones and start taking some of those tries.
And we need to remind our online contestants, too, that a limit of one guest per person. So if you're an online contestant, your first guest is the one that will count. Every succeeding guest, we just one shot per person per week. So TravelGuysRadio.com will get you there. So Thomas,
yes.
You're in Sacramento. We're out traveling the national road. We started in Baltimore on Monday with a visit to the Babe Ruth house.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that the center field in Camden Yards, the first of the retro, beautiful retro ballparks, the center field in Camden Yards stands on the spot where Babe Ruth's father's butcher shop stood?
Really? That's amazing.
Isn't that something?
Tell me, first of all, for those that are listening, and myself included, we were familiar with the Lincoln Highway. Mm-hmm. We're familiar with the Route 66. Tell me, what is the National Road? How is it... how did it come about? And
the National Road was America's first westward road, and it's way precedes the automobile. In fact, this road is so old that it was commissioned by Thomas Jefferson in 1806. It started to be built in 1811, and where we are in Columbus, the road didn't get here from Cumberland until 1836. See, Congress wasn't all that efficient back in those days either. But what happened was this road was for people to move west on, and it was a farm-to-market road. It was a horse and buggy road, and it thrived until around the 1850s when that great iron horse came along, and then the National Road pretty much died until another 50 years later when the automobile showed up on the scene, and suddenly people were taking to the roads again, and so the National Road was revived. And when we started assigning numbers to roads in 1925, the National Road became known, at least this stretch from Cumberland to Vandalia, Illinois, and on to St. Louis, basically traces the route of U.S. 40. Not exactly, but basically, if you were to come back here and you didn't know where the National Road were, and you just took U.S. 40 from Baltimore to St. Louis and stayed off the interstate as much as you could, why, you would be on the National Road.
All right. With that being said, we'll be hearing more about the National Road in just a few minutes. But right now, Mark, let's go to some phone lines and see what kind of guesses, see if we can find ourselves a winner for our last mystery spot clue. All right. So with that being said, let's see. I'm handling the controls. Mark normally does this, so more than likely I'll manage to mess it up. Let's check in with Sharon on line one. Okay. Sharon, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, gal. What do you got for our guess?
I think that it's Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore is not right.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. All right. Let's jump over to, Alex went away. Let's go to, Cindy. Hello, Cindy. Tom pushed button. That one's a little sticky there. There you go, Cindy. What's your guess?
All I heard was mystery spot. I guess Santa Cruz. I don't think I heard everything.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. Not right. Keep listening. We'll be giving some more clues perhaps in a minute if we don't get a winner.
If all you heard was mystery spot, Santa Cruz would be a pretty logical guess.
That's true, because they've got the mystery spot.
The mystery spot, exactly.
All right. Jared, welcome to the program. What's your guess? Hello, Jared.
Russia.
Boy, a lot of that wrong buzzer there. I feel like it's time out at the ball game, Mark.
Maybe we should give folks another clue.
Well, let's go ahead and do two more, and then we will.
All right.
Let's give Brad a chance. Brad, what do you got?
The Klondike.
Oh, thanks, Brad. Okay, and one final one, and let's see how Mike does. Mike, what do you got?
Yeah, how about Sutter's Mule?
No.
Got to be north of the Mason-Dixon line there, buddy. And the Mason-Dixon line, well, never mind. But it was a nice thought. Thomas, we should remind people also that we are monitoring travelguysradio.com. So if you have a guess and you can't get through at 921-1530 or 1-800-834-1530, you can go to travelguysradio.com and email us your guess. And we've got a couple of guesses so far, Reno, Nevada, and San Francisco. Neither one of those are correct.
All right. Thanks, Brandon. Okay. Why don't we go ahead and throw out another clue, Mark?
All right. Let's do that. And then we'll go back to the National Road here, and we'll see if you can get some more phone calls. To recap, for those of us who are just joining us, we're looking for a place for our last mystery spot. If this were the Mason-Dixon line, we would be north. How far would you go to find the last mystery spot? It might be more obvious than you think. And there's a clue in there. How far would you go to find the last mystery spot? It might be more obvious than you think.
Mm-hmm.
Go north, but not to Alaska. Go north. The rush is on. Here's your next mystery spot clue. Same name as the movie. Same name as the movie, 921-1530, 1-800-834-1530, or travelguysradio.com for email guesses. And so, Thomas,
yes.
While the phone lines fill up there again, I want to just tell you that we are spending the day in Columbus, Ohio today, and if ever I've seen a city that reminds me a little bit of Sacramento, it would be Columbus. Very clean, very friendly folks, very, of course, very, very Midwestern. It's Ohio, but these folks work hard for a living here. They make things around here. Of course, Ohio State University is right downtown in Columbus. Folks who have been here, or who attended Ohio State or alumnus of Ohio State would know that. But, really a very beautiful city. We had Sunday brunch at the Worthington Inn, which is a wonderful place for a very quaint Sunday brunch, old historic inn. And we've visited a lot of historic inns in the last 3-4 days as we have made our way through southwestern Pennsylvania and just the very tip of West Virginia. Of course, we started in Maryland, and now we're about midway through Ohio. And tomorrow we're going to tour KitchenAid, the KitchenAid factory in Greenville, Ohio. We're going to go watch them, see how things are made.
Wow. And so you'll know, ladies and gentlemen, this is Mark is on one of those sports leisure vacation outings that if you chose to, you could go along with. And go to Travel Guys Radio or sportsleisurevacation.com for a list of all the different trips. Mark, let's get back to the phones. We got a lot of stuff going on. Let's just go to Linda on line one. Linda, welcome to the program. Linda, what's your guess?
Fargo, North Dakota.
Well, Mark, unless you got somebody online that grabbed that before.
I do not have any correct guesses online that are Fargo, North Dakota.
Well, congratulations, Linda. I want you to know that last clue, Mark, was the real cincher. In fact, there was another Linda that chimed in, it looks like, within about 20 seconds after Linda number one.
Oh.
Followed by Joyce, who was also close. So
I was kind of hoping, Linda and Tom, that somebody would take that clue that said, how far would you go to find the last mystery spot? It might be more obvious than you think.
It really was. Once you know what the answer is and you go back to Mark's very first clue, it does make you crazy that you didn't get that one, you know? All right, Linda, thank you. Stay on the line. Julie's going to take your information. And by the way, Mark, what was the instant winner prize today?
The instant winner was a $50 American Express gift card. And so now Linda will be our sixth finalist. We'll take a week off next week, and then in 2 weeks we will assemble all of our finalists in studio, and we will be giving away that to one of those six people is going to win a trip to New York or Hawaii, and it's a really a fun and crazy day in the studio, and I think you'll want to play along at home.
Outstanding. Well, thanks to all of our contestants, and Mark, before we take the break, let's take a moment since you're out on the open road with your sports leisure vacation travelers. Why don't you give us a traveler update if you've got a minute?
Well, we are in the middle of our national road tour, Thomas, and then I'm going to be heading back to Sacramento. Sports Leisure has a variety of wonderful short destinations available for this summer, and we have a terrific fall foliage trip to New England in late September, early October. If you're looking for someplace close to home or far away, if you're a single female traveler or if you're a mature traveler and you're looking for a friendly environment, go to sportsleisure.com or give us a call at 361-8687. That's 361-TOUR, and we would be more than happy to make you a member of the Sports Leisure family.
Outstanding. All right. We're going to take a short time out. We'll be back. Not only will we talk a little bit more about the National Road and visit with Mark while he's on the road, we're also going to share with you some insider travel tips for the new airport for the summer, compiled, of course, by the traveler himself, Mr. Mark Hoffman. We'll be back. We're FM News Talk 92.5 AM 1530 KFBK. We're the Travel Guys, Mark Hoffman, Tom Romano, and, you know, whenever Mark and I get ready to do some serious traveling, we go to the Serious Travel Store, and that would be Holloway Travel. John is probably there right now as they're open 7 days a week. Mark, what's the last thing you picked up at Holloway Travel?
You know, I was over there the other day looking at some of the little travel. He's got two great big racks of little travel knickknacks. I would challenge any traveler who was either a traveler themselves or knew a traveler and they were looking for, oh, you know, a $10 or a $15 gift, you know, something to show their love and appreciation without going bankrupt. John has got a whole incredible display of everything from, you know, the infamous bed bug treatments. That's kind of died down a little bit here in recent months. But just little things that would help, things that'll help keep your clothes smelling fresher when you're traveling on the road. Little things that you might need that you'd find just make traveling a little bit more pleasant. And John has more of them than anybody else. And if you can't get into his store, all you have to do is go to his website.
That's right, packinglight.com, and that's L-I-G-H-T, either .com or .net. So you'll know the name of the store is Holloway Travel Outfitters. Been in business for years, family-owned and operated. Like I say, on the website, not only can you find great bargains and prices on items and see what they have in the store, you can also look at the packing videos, learn how to pack light. So once again, Holloway Travel Outfitters at 1150 Fulton Avenue, open 7 days a week. Back to the old program we go, and earlier we mentioned that Mark, who is infamous for great lists of smart stuff, has put together travel tips for the new airport for the summer. Now, I think a lot of people wouldn't think that heading out to the airport and doing that at the new terminal would be any different than any other time. Mark, share with us some of these tips you put together.
Well, summer always brings a group of travelers who are not as experienced as perhaps people who travel all year, the road warriors who are out there, you know.
You mean people like me versus people like you?
Well, that might be a good way of describing it.
There you go.
Folks who maybe haven't traveled for a few years or don't travel often may not be quite as up to date on the latest TSA security things, or may not have been out to the new airport yet. The layout is a little bit different. It's still the same basic procedure. You know, you've got to get out of your automobile and go into the terminal and get checked in and get to your gate. But at the new terminal, it's a little bit different, and it's a little bit more time-consuming. And likewise, the old terminal now is a little bit quicker and a little bit less time-consuming because it's not as full. So if you're flying on Delta, United, or U.S. Airways, you will find that terminal is generally less crowded, except for around 5 a.m. the security lines get really bad. So if you've got an early morning flight, you're leaving from the old terminal, you want to make sure you're in the security line by about 4:50 in the morning, and then you're going to find that your time is going to go much quicker. If you're going to the new terminal, then you need to allow yourself a little extra time, and we'll talk about that in a minute. All right, first up on the list here, if you're flying Southwest, more departures than any other carrier out of Sacramento, in fact, more departures than every other carrier combined, save yourself some time when you're checking in by using the SkyCaps. Now, particularly if somebody is dropping you at the airport and you're not having to park a car, the Southwest SkyCap kiosk is at the far end of the new terminal departure area. So pull all the way down to the end, and you'll find the SkyCaps there ready to help you. Now, while they will always appreciate a small gratuity, you're going to find, this is very important, the line inside the terminal, and I've been monitoring this now for 3 or 4 months, is consistently a lot longer than the line outside where the SkyCaps are.
Now, the SkyCap used to be, it's the old Southwest site, was right near the front, close to you. But now it's at the further down, right?
Now it's at the, it's kind of a design flaw with the new airport, and they put the kiosk on the wrong end. So you have to, you drive up and you drop off, and you would be inclined to walk in the door, which is what most people would do. But I will just tell you that won't be a very time efficient way to do things. And if you arrive at the airport late and time becomes important to you, then some of these little tips that will save you a minute or two here and a minute or two there will be very worthwhile. Plus, if you've got somebody who needs special assistance, like a wheelchair, you've got some really heavy baggage that's going to be hard to get inside, then that's where those SkyCap guys are. And the Southwest guys have really been Johnny on the spot lately because they're not as busy as they used to be. And guess what happens to people who work for gratuities when they're not as busy as they were before? They work a little harder and they're a little more appreciative of each customer. So you can benefit from that. Okay, let's see here. Going down the list, Thomas. When the regular garage at the airport is full and you want to park close to the terminal, consider the paved lot that is next to the terminal. It's $2 a day less. So it's not the economy lot price, but it's going to be a short walk. There is a shuttle bus out there, but most folks will find it. They'll just take the short walk. Saves you $2 a day. So if you're gone for a week,
good. You
can save a day's parking charge by parking in that lot. And plus you'll get a little bit more exercise in the summer. It's not going to be so much of an issue as long as you don't have a black interior in your car, that you're not undercover. I love eating places in the new terminal, and I think one of the best in the country is Jack's Urban Eats. I think the salads and sandwiches that are made with fresh carved meats there absolutely make that one of the best restaurants in any airport terminal in the entire country. In fact, I would suggest the new array of choices, the Esquire Grill and the places there in the new terminal are all a step up. But I think that the quality of the food served at Jack's Urban Eats is outstanding, and it's quick, and I think that makes it really important.
And folks, that comes from somebody who has made a few stops in a few airports all across the country.
Yeah, it's pretty good food. When you're riding to the shuttle to the new terminal, now this is going to sound really, really weird, but when you're riding the shuttle, the little tram out to the new terminal, remember the doors open on the outside. They open on both sides. When you, no matter which side you go out, they open on the outside. And when you get off, when you get on, they open on the inside. So it's really critical. If you can save yourself, you can put yourself in front of 15 or 20 people at the security line. When those doors open and 15 or 20 people come out, if you're the first person to come out of the door and head for the security line, you're going to be ahead of all of those people. That will effectively save you 5 to 7 minutes in getting through security. So if you know how to position yourself, pay attention to the doors. And you want to be, they open on the outside, you want to be the first guy out of that door to get through the security line the fastest.
Very good.
You also want to make sure you have your ID ready when you get to the security desk. A lot of folks spend a lot of time in the security line, and then they still don't have their ID ready when they get up to the security desk. So have it ready with your boarding pass. Have your boarding pass unfolded and out of your pocket, ready to go. Hand it to the TSA person, and when they give it back to you, this is really critical. Before you go through security, put your ID away. Don't just slip it into a convenient pocket or something like that. Put it back where you took it from, because that way you will remember where it is. I can't tell you how many people have gotten through security, and I will confess to you I've done this a couple times myself, where I've gotten through and found out that I can't figure out where my ID is.
Mm-hmm.
Also, when you're parking your car, send yourself a text with the location of your parking spot. So that way, if you forget, all you have to do when you get back home, you've been on the road for 10 days, you're like me, you leave your car at the park at the airport a lot, you can never remember where it is that you went to, this will help you remember where your car is parked. And you can, if you forget where your car is parked at the airport, some people don't know this, little known tip, pick up a white courtesy phone, ask to speak to the parking folks. Every night they go through the parking lot and take a picture of every single license plate. They will be able to tell you what section your car is parked in. Isn't that amazing?
That's crazy stuff.
Yeah, well, and some folks are. I've used it a couple of times to help me find my vehicle at the airport. Okay, quickly here, a couple. Allow an extra 15 minutes. Really important. Figure out how much time you'll need. Add 15 minutes. On the day you need it, you'll be glad that you did. On the day you don't, you've got some extra time to use the facilities, get something to eat before you're shoved into an aluminum cube and hurtled through the air at 400 miles an hour. Tip the sky caps and the wheelchair runners that they provide you with a level of quality service, but if they don't tip them. You're only setting the next guy up for lousy service if you reward lousy service. So reward good service at the airport. And remember, we all fly on the same plane to the same destination, arriving at the same time. Our bags all come out of the same chute. We all breathe the same air inside that metal tube. We literally are all in this together. We're all in it together at the airport. So be nice to each other.
All right, got a minute. Mark, next week.
Next week, we have a very special show to talk about an amazing charity that allows people to help people around the world, which I think is something that all travelers can subscribe to. It's called Kiva. We're going to dedicate our whole show to it. And a quick reminder, folks, if you'd like a free subscription to American Road Magazine, go to TravelGuysRadio.com and punch in free American Road subscription.
All right. It's there at TravelGuysRadio.com. Mark, you have a safe trip. We'll see you next week. Remember, folks, we are the Travel Guys, and an hour a week is all we ask. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time.